And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. It's long been said all politics are local. The Middle East and nuclear dealings certainly are a long ways away, but I'm hoping the Iran deal gets a chance to work as many of us locals are hoping. I affirm and appreciate the excellent, thoughtful, and deliberate Vietnam Accords article carefully presented by Reverend Mark Davidson, my pastor and friend at the Church of Reconciliation, in a recent News and Observer op-ed. There seems every reason to hope that this carefully honed Vienna Accord offers real chance for diplomacy and not war. From Iran's point of view, based on United States history of deliberately, aggressively pacing of the Shah, support of Saddam Hussein in the years ago Iran-Iraq war, and with our previous accusations of Iran as one of the axis of evil, we are the great Satan. Now, President Obama, represented by Secretary Kerry and European counterparts, has offered and established, with agreement from all the parties, a solid Vienna Accord after years of extensive and extended work. Iran seems to have much to gain, and certainly we do. If the U.S. Congress will exercise deliberate and thoughtful support for new and renewed hopes for moderation and verification of this hopeful deal, we have many better uses of our resources than further expansion of war. Can our North Carolina senators really look at this as a positive hope for a diplomatic, peaceful solution in the Middle East? Can we hope that these months of deliberation can follow up on Joan Rivers? Yes, let's talk. All the parties did just that. Let's give this a chance. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.